So, what would you say to businesses who are looking at the restrictions in Merton today and perhaps looking for a bit of guidance?
We would be advising businesses to look after their residents and to do so safely. Obviously, it's very welcome for businesses that they're able to open at last and have customers come in the way that suits them. But the number of cases is still going up, and unfortunately, there were nearly 500 cases in Merton in the first full week of July, and so we need people to act responsibly, to think not only about their own personal responsibility but about the impact of their behaviour on other people. So wear a mask when it's appropriate, and enjoy going out and using the council. The businesses' services.
Will you be doing anything to try and mitigate a rise in cases? We've seen town centres in Richmond being deep cleaned. Is that something you might think about?
At the moment, the focus is on making people safe through the use of the vaccines. So we're encouraging residents to get vaccinated. Around two-thirds of residents have had their first dose, which is really good progress and one of the best results in London. And that will make a big difference in terms of how quickly the virus spreads. We're also encouraging people to get tested at least twice a week so that they can be sure that they're when they go out, they're not likely to infect other people. And obviously just to be responsible, wear a mask when you're in a crowded place, when you're using public transport, use a mask when you're in the council's buildings.
How much do you think Wimbledon fortnight had an impact on a rise in cases in Merton?
At the moment, we haven't seen analysis on the impact of the Wimbledon tennis, but it does appear that the rising cases in Merton are very similar to the rest of London. So I would suspect that it's just a minor impact, if any. And because Wimbledon was a trial event, everybody who went to Wimbledon had to have been vaccinated or to have been tested to show that they were negative. So we would anticipate that the people who were at Wimbledon were very unlikely to be transmitters. And also, it's quite a regulated event. So if somebody who was there with you or next to you ends up actually having had the vaccine, the virus without us knowing, then you would have been pinged and you'd be advised to stay at home as well.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to residents or businesses or anyone about this easing of lockdown restrictions?
I think the easing is something that we at the council and our business community have been looking forward to for a very long time. The easing restrictions is really welcome news, but we are asking people to still remember that there are a lot of cases out there. So people need to take advantage of this easing of restrictions in a very responsible way, and to consider the businesses that they're going into and their staff. Take personal responsibility for yourself, but take personal responsibility for the way that you interact with businesses and staff and other residents, and bear in mind that some of them may have vulnerabilities. So, we don't want them to get ill at all. So do it safely.
Is Merton Council currently affected by the pingdemic in any way? And have any services suffered?
No, all our services are working as usual, as you would expect at the moment. Obviously, a number of people have been pinged, but we're able to adapt to that. I think a number of schools have been affected, And they're dealing with that and trying to ensure that you know that the students at our schools aren't affected in any way and don't lose out on the learning in this last week of their term. One of the other ways that that we're asking residents to keep each other safe is to take advantage of the walk-in vaccination sites. We're open today at the New Horizons Centre in Pollards Hill. That's today, Monday. Tomorrow, Tuesday, at the Wilson in Mitcham, and on Wednesday, we're open at the Nelson Health Centre in Wimbledon.
May I ask about these walk-in centres? Are those only for people with a Merton GP, or can anyone turn up there?
Anyone can turn up. The only thing is that that they either haven't had a vaccination or it's more than 8 weeks since their first jab.